Blog Talk Radio.
Don't be scared. I've done this before. Show me your teeth. Show me your teeth. Show me your teeth. Don't want no money. Shit's ugly. Just want your set. Take a bite of my bad girl meat. Take a bite of me. Show me your teeth. Let me see your mean. Got no direction.
No direction.
I need direction. Just got my bounce. Take a bite of my bad girl meat.
Bad girl
meat. Take a bite of me, boy.
Show me your teeth.
The truth is sexy.
Tell me something that'll save me. I need a man who makes me all right. Tell me something that'll change me. I'm gonna love you with my hands tied. Show me your teeth.
Tell me when.
Show me your teeth.
Open your mouth, boy.
Show me your teeth.
Show me what you got.
Show me your teeth.
Got no salvation.
No salvation. Got no salvation.
Got no religion.
No religion with you.
Take a bite of my bad girl meat.
Take a bite of my boy.
Show me your teeth.
I'm a touch.
Got my addiction.
My addiction.
Now I love the victim.
No one's perfect.
Take a bite of my bad girl meat.
But I'm not a bad girl.
Show me your teeth. How?
My religion is you. My religion is you.
Help me, man, now show me your face. 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 Tell me something that'll save me. I need a man who makes me all right. Tell me something that'll change me. I'm gonna love you with my hands tied. Show me your face.
Just tell me when.
Show me your teeth.
Open your mouth, boy.
Show me your teeth.
Show me what you got.
Show me your teeth.
Show me your teeth.
It's not how big, it's how mean.
Oh.
It's not how big.
Oh.
It's how mean.
Show me your teeth. 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 Show me your teeth.
Rubbers dry, enough to make a hard rock smile.
A man feel better than a woman. Queen with a crown, that be down for whatever. There were few things that's forever. My lady, we can make war or make babies. Back when I was nothing, you made a brother feel like he was something. That's why I'm with you to this day, boo, no frontin'. Even when the skies were gray, you would rub me on my back and say, baby, it'll be okay. Now that's real to a brother like me, baby. Never ever give my cootie away. And keep it tight, alright? And I'ma walk these doors so we can live. In a fat ass crib with thousands of kids. One life, you don't need a ring to be my wife. Just be there for me and I'ma make sure we be living in the effing lap of luxury. I'm realizing that you didn't have to fuck with me, but you did. Now I'm going all out, kid, and I got mad love to give to my nigga.
I need you. one look at you, and it was plain to see you are my destiny. With you, I spend my time. I'll dedicate my life. I'll sacrifice to you. Dedicate my life to you.
I gotta love Jones for your body and your skin tone. 5 minutes alone, I'm already on the road. Plus, I love the fact you got a mind of your own. No need to shop around, you got the good stuff at home. Even if I'm locked up north, you in the world, rocking 3/4 of cloth, never showing your stuff off, who? It be true, me for you, that's how it is. I be your Noah, you be my Wiz, I'm your Mister, you my Missus, with hugs and kisses, Valentine cards and birthday wishes. Please, we on another level of planning, of understanding, the bond between man and woman and child, the highest elevation, cause we above.
Is going on with my computer, honey. My computer is giving me the ultimate shade tonight. I don't know what's going on with my computer. My computer is giving me the ultimate shade tonight, Miss Day. I'm trying to get in the chat room, and she won't let me in so I can see my guys and girls that's in there and chatting and things. She's really doing shows. I don't know what's going on with her. Someone hit me up earlier and told me they heard me talking, but I didn't hear myself, honey. Let me see. Oh, I'm in the chat room now, honey. Yes, I'm in the chat room over here on my PC, honey, bitch, because my desktop, oh, I'm not signed in over here, though. My desktop is really doing shows, honey. I don't know what's going on with her, but I see the kids in the chat room, honey. I don't know, Nicki Minaj. I don't know why they was at my daughter's neck. I seen a little bit of it, but I don't know what's the tea, honey. That's just the girls, honey. I see 11 Inch King is in the chat room. Alana is in the chat room. Ballroom, Black, Kurt, Craig's, Cream of Nature, Cunty, GJ, My Q, Face, Gorgeous, all my guests that's in the chat room. I see all of y'all that's in the chat room. Who else is in here? Let me scroll down and see who else is in here. So give them a big hi. Ian, Ms. Rahi, honey, Legendary Prince, Lottie, my son Malik is in the chat room. Miss Nicki Minaj is in the chat room. Wanna Law, She, Susan, Toy Boy. How y'all all motherfucking doing? I'm glad y'all here with me, honey. Because, bitch, so like, I don't know what's going on with this fucking Mac. This Mac is really doing shows over here, honey. I'm ready to send her someplace, honey. She's not loaded up. So I can get in the chat room and see what's going on with the girls. Honey, yes, honey, I got to see what's going on. Yes, it is Fashion Week in New York City, honey, and it's all about the Mercedes-Benz Fashion Show. And another thing, it is February, and we are into the 10th day of February, and I did not mention once yet, it is motherfucking Black History Month. It is February. It's Black History Month. It's Valentine's Day, President's Day. But yes, bitches, it is definitely Black History Month, honey. Big shout out to the late great icon himself, Martin Luther King Jr., Malcolm X, Harriet Tubman, all those girls, honey, all those children, honey, that paved the way for Barack Obama to be in the motherfucking office. How you motherfucking doing? Yes, bitch. And I have to definitely send my condolences out to everyone in Haiti. And, you know, just, I think it was 3 days ago, they found this 20-year-old boy after a month of being stuck underneath rubble, still alive in Haiti. He was a little dehydrated. They had him in the hospital and everything. But he was found alive after 4 weeks of being under rubble, and he was only 75 pounds. Now, that's a strong motherfucker. 4 weeks underneath rubble, 75 pounds, and just a little dehydrated. It was not his motherfucking time to go. Yes, honey. But we're gonna sit here tonight, you know, and we're going to have a little bit of conversation about this. We're going to have a little bit of conversation about that, honey. I want to know what the fuck is on the girls' minds, honey. That's what we need to talk about. What the fuck is on the girls' minds? What do the girls think, honey, about motherfucking Black History Month? We have not talked about that. We talked about everything else. But fucking Black History Month and the people that have paved the way for us. Let's have a discussion on Black history tonight, honey. Let's see what girls know their history. That's what we're going to do tonight. What girls know their history. Miss Ebony, is Nicole around or is Cream coming on, honey? Or am I just going to sit here and have a discussion with these girls myself, honey? Because, you know, I can talk for hours, Miss Day. I can just sit here and go on and go on and go on and go on and talk to her, honey. Yes, bitch. Coretta Scott King, Martin Luther King, Harriet Tubman, bitch. Who else? Rosa Parks, bitch. Because I ain't sitting in the back of no motherfucking bus, bitch. I'm too big to be walking to the back of the motherfucking bus. Yes, Frederick Douglass. Yes, honey. I'm too big to be walking to the back of the motherfucking bus, bitch. I need to sit in the motherfucking front of the bus. How you motherfucking doing, honey? Oh. Okay, she's in my A, honey. Yes, Marcus Garvey, Malcolm X, honey, Adam Clayton Power, bitch. Can I go on, honey? Thurgood Marshall, honey, should I go on? Honey, I can go on for days, honey. I can go on for days and give you girls names, honey. But I want some callers to call in, honey, and tell me what late, or even somebody that's alive, what black person inspired you to do the things that you do? That's, no, Bill Clinton is not there. Bill Clinton is not in there, Lottie. Bill Clinton, he definitely gives you black teas. But he is definitely Caucasian, honey. He is not black. He gives you black teas. He fights down for the black people, honey. But she is not black, honey. She do black scandals. She gives you black scandals, honey. She do give you black scandals. But, honey, she's not black, honey. She'll get her cock sucked. She'll get her cock sucked by one of her assistants like the black children do. But she ain't black. How you doing? Yes, honey. I don't know what's going on with my motherfucking desktop, honey. I don't like to be on this motherfucking, honey, bitch. I don't like to be on here, but yeah. Oh, yes. Honey, I gotta find out what the fuck is going on with this shit, honey. But, oh, hold on. Let me try. I'm trying to get on my desktop so I don't have to be scrolling back and forth from computers to computers, honey. Well, any of you girls that want to talk about Black History Month, or y'all want to talk about whatever y'all want to talk about, it's Wild Out Wednesdays, bitch. Let's wild the fuck out, honey. But let's be positive about the situation, honey. And, you know, and have some good thoughts and good things to say about people and things, honey. Let's be nice for a change, honey. I'm trying to be a Christian. I'm trying to be a Christian tonight, honey. Can we all just get along, honey? Let's be nice tonight, honey. Is my thing going to let me sign on, honey? Let me see if she's going to let me sign on, honey. Who's black, Lottie? Who's black? Tell me who's black, Lottie. Lottie, call her. You call her from time to time. You call in from time to time, Lottie. Call in and tell me who's black. Because I know you ain't talking about Bill Clinton. Because she ain't damn black, honey. Oh, yes. And let me on, honey. I am logged in. Oh, I'm logged in on my computer, on my desktop now. I am back, honey. Because I don't know what the fuck was going on over here, honey. I am back. Lottie, please tell me who's black. I want to know who was black, honey. Honey, I want to know. Oh, yes, Michael Jackson. Oh, yeah, Michael Jackson, yeah. Well, she, yeah. Hold on, we have a caller, 973-687. You're on the air, Wild Out Wednesdays. How you doing?
I did not know they was going to bring me on the air that quick.
You're here.
Hello?
What's it?
Nothing. Michael Jackson is definitely black. This is Lollipop.
Yeah,
Michael Jackson is
most definitely black. He started out black, and he ended up white. But yeah,
what are you
is
doing
black.
Tonight, Kelly?
I'm going to Splash tonight. You coming out?
No. You see all that snow out there?
I got a truck, 4x4.
I don't care. Who are you going out with?
I'm going out with my daughter and my husband. I got 4x4. Yeah.
Well, come pick me up.
Okay.
And I'm coming.
So
matter fact,
else,
I'll meet you at.
So who else? So let's talk about other black people. Who? What other black people inspired you over the years? They don't have to be, you know, like a Martha Luther King or just anybody in general.
All right. Well, if you want to talk about inspiring, all right, let's talk about Beyonce then.
Okay.
Because Beyonce has done more for music recently than I think anybody, black or white, if you really want to think about it. This lady just went to the Grammys.
Switchboard is a Gaga fan.
Gaga, come on now. Gaga is just recent. Beyonce, you can take her back at least 10 years. Lady Gaga is a... Lady Gaga just making statement, though, if you want to really want to keep it real for real.
I know that's right.
That's what I'm going to keep it right there since Switchboard tried it.
Yes, honey. Yeah, Switchboard
put
is a...
Put me back on hold, y'all.
Okay, Switchboard is a die-hard Gaga fan. So for all you callers that call in, please do not trash Lady Gaga, honey. Because if you trash Lady Gaga, Switchboard is going to have a fit. You might get muted. Your call might get lost. Please, don't say anything negative about Lady Gaga. She is the answer, and she is the team. Girly, how you doing? But any of you other girls is out there, it's 42 girls in the chat room. I don't know. How many girls is on the phone line? I know. Oh, see, we got Lady Gaga playing. I know you have somebody out there that's black, African-American, that inspired you over the years to want to do something right and do something positive in your life. Feel free to definitely press 1 and come on and let me know who was that person that inspired you to do what you do or to do what you want to do. Come on now. What the fuck, honey? I can sit here, bitch. I can sit here. Y'all can listen to music and chat in the chat room all night, bitch. And I can sit here and get ready to go to the club, bitch. I have to come the fuck on tonight, bitch. Okay? I could have seen y'all Monday after it was a ball and y'all bitches call and read and all types of shit. So now you bitches pick up and you press 1. Or y'all, I'll have a Switchboard play every motherfucking song that Lady Gaga made, bitch, all night motherfucking long, bitch. And y'all bitches will just sit there in the chat room and just motherfucking talk. What the fuck, Lottie? Yes, Lottie. And bitches don't stop picking up this motherfucking phone and calling in here and telling me what person, what black person, male or female, transgender, homosexual, bisexual, inspired them to do the shit that they do. I'm going to have Switchboard play Lady Gaga, and I'm going to talk and sing the song over Lady Gaga all night long. 267-755, you on the air on Wild Out Wednesdays. How you doing?
What's going on, Kelly?
What's going on?
That is big news. What's up?
What's up, big news? How you doing? I haven't heard from you in a minute.
Chilling, chilling, school, working, fucking snowstorm.
Oh, I know, that's right. So what black person inspired you over the years?
I see Oprah.
Oprah?
Yeah.
I know that's right. Oprah got changed, honey. She would inspire me, honey.
Well, just make sure when you're driving to the club, no texting while you're driving.
I know that's right, honey. Yeah. Why you wasn't at First Fridays last week?
I was working. I mean, working. Uh-oh,
child, I drove down there. I drove down there 35 miles per hour and got there. The function was over. I was devastated, honey. It was about 12 girls left in the building.
That's where I'll be going.
I was over it. But I'll be in Philly on Sunday. Are you coming out?
Yeah, I come out Sunday.
I'll definitely be out on Sunday. I will definitely be. I'll definitely be at the awards ball on Sunday. How you doing?
How you doing?
Okay, thank you for calling in, Big Nose.
All right, can you put me on hold?
Okay, yes. Pick Big Nose back on hold. Nicki Minaj, nobody inspired you? I don't believe that, Miss Nicki. Call in here. Let me talk to you, Nicki. Oh, 11-inch King, his mother inspired him. Well, my grandmother inspired me to be, hold on, Nicki.
Hello?
Yes. Nobody inspired you, Nicki?
I mean, people really didn't inspire me to do what I want to do. I mean, I looked up to people, but they didn't really inspire me. Like, oh, this is my environment. Okay, I got to do this. I'm not going to do that. So I didn't really look up to one person and say, okay, I want to be like Oprah. I want to be like a Gaga or a Lil' Kim or some bullshit like that. I mean, that's how it is.
Oh, okay. I know that's right.
As far as ballroom goes, somebody said in the chat room, I mean, Yolanda inspired me.
you got me tongue-tied with that. Yolanda inspired you to do what?
Nah. I can't sit on the radio.
Oh, Yolanda inspired you to Vogue. I know, that's right. Uh-huh. Yes. When I come down to Florida, you coming out to the club with me. I want to see what you got.
All right. You coming to the Legacy Ball?
I'm not coming down there. I'm not coming down there for a ball. I'm just coming down there just to come.
All right. Just let me know when you come.
Okay. I'll let you know.
All right.
Yes. Well, my grandmother inspired me. She inspired me to be the black Nubian queen that I am today, honey. She definitely did inspire me. My Banji Cunt cousin, She inspired me to tear it down when I had to tear it down, honey. Hold on, we have another caller, 256-405. You're on the air. How you doing?
Hey, Kelly.
What's going on? How you doing?
Nothing much. I just wanted to comment on who inspired me.
Who inspired you, baby?
Aaliyah.
Aaliyah?
Yes, because I feel like she was so talented, and her talent got shut out, and I feel like, you know, people should, you know, learn to live their life and not take it for granted. And if you got talents, you know, let the world see them, because you never know, you know, if your life is promised tomorrow.
I know that's right. Amen to that.
Yeah,
a lot of these girls need to change their life because tomorrow is not promised to anyone. I know that's right. Thank you, caller, for definitely calling in. Next caller, if I have one, honey. Bitch, yes. 267-694. You're on the air.
Hey, Kelly, how you doing?
I'm doing fine.
This is TT. How are you?
I'm doing fine, TT. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm fabulous. Just chilling, listening to the show and everything.
Okay,
what
so who
inspired me?
Yes, who inspired you, TT?
My mother. She was a strong, powerful black woman.
I know, that's right.
And
Amen.
You also inspire me in the ballroom scene.
Who?
You.
I inspire you, and why is that?
Because you're just a positive, big and sexy woman, and I think that is just lovely, you know, in the ballroom scene.
Thank you very much. Miss Ebony don't see it.
Why not?
I don't know. We might have to get Miss Ebony up here one day for an interview, a one-on-one interview with her, and see why she be very shady to the ballroom girls. Because, you know, she's a pageant. She's a pageant brick. So she be very shady
pageant.
To the ballroom girls.
I do pageant as well.
Oh. But Miss Ebony's very shady, honey. She don't see the ballroom girls mistake. She gave the ballroom girls are very shady, honey. The ballroom girls are shady with this shit.
Not all of them. Some of them are very nice, actually.
Everybody, but I love her, honey. But thank you for definitely calling in, baby.
Oh, of course.
Okay. Oh. Oh, shit, hold on. We got another phone call. Private caller, you're on the air. Caller, you're on the air.
Hi.
Yes, hi.
Hi, Kelly, how are you?
What's going on?
Where's Andre Mizrahi?
Andre Mizrahi is on vacation.
Why?
You would have to call Andre and ask Andre.
Will he be back? I miss him. Will he be back?
I don't know. You have to call Andre and ask Andre.
Tell me, where's Nicole?
Nicole is not on tonight. It's me.
Well, you need a male co-host.
I need a mail call. Well, a mail call needs to hit up 10subtops@yahoo.com. You know, or come on one night, honey, so I can see what they got.
Okay. That'll work.
Yeah. So, you know, if they got a mail call house, honey, tell them to call in, honey, and, you know, and show me what he got.
So what you going to talk about tonight, Kelly?
We're talking about black people in our community, outside our community, or black people in general, or anybody that inspired you.
Okay, I got one question. When I first called in, you was talking about this person gives you black teeth, but they're not black. Who are you talking about?
Oh, they Bill Clinton.
Oh. Yeah, that's true.
We was talking about Bill Clinton.
That's true. Mm-hmm. I agree.
Yeah.
All right, well, thank you, Kelly.
You're welcome.
Bye, Mama.
Okay, I want to give a big shout-out to my son, Centerfold Mizrahi. He's in the chat room. How you doing? I'm looking for hold on. Oh, okay. Oh, shit. Oh, Rock X Chanel is now Rock Ebony. Work, Rock. I know that's right. Hold on, I think I got another caller, honey. Private caller, you're on the air.
Hello.
Yes.
Hey, baby.
What's going on?
What's up? What's the topic for tonight?
What black person inspired you to be the person that you are?
Kelly Mizrahi.
Okay, listen here. My break.
You inspired me.
Relax.
You inspired me to be a messy mama. Fat ass.
You's a nasty, horrible motherfucking queen.
You nasty, fat, pain-in-the-face faggot.
Don't hang up on her switchboard. Let her stay on. Go ahead. Read, bitch. Hello? She hung up the phone. Damn. That nigga. Oh, hello? You still there? Hello? Oh, you're just listening. Why you just listening, queen? Why you ain't got nothing else to say? You nasty, horrible motherfucking faggot, you bitch. Suck a motherfucking dick and roll over and motherfucking croak. You nasty bitch, you. Yeah, why y'all just listening? Say something, bitch. You don't have the balls to say something. You put your phone on mute. You don't have balls to say something. Your voice gonna crack. That's why you put your phone on mute, bitch. That's why you called in private, bitch. That's why you called it. That's why you called in private.
Tranny, to use your dick, you faggot.
That's why you called in private, because you ain't got balls to motherfucking call in.
We a bald-headed-ass little boy for that.
You ain't got balls to call in. You ain't got balls.
I'm not doing, baby.
Why you worried about my lover? You nasty motherfucking.
Listen to your big fat nasty ass with a fucking stinking pussy ass fat queen.
Mister, you a nasty, horrible, despicable motherfucking faggot, bitch. You got motherfucking nerve, bitch. You need to suck a sick motherfucking dick and roll over and motherfucking die. You nasty, decrepit motherfucking faggot, you bitch. You ain't got to pop the pussy on a window to motherfucking throw it out, bitch. You probably want a motherfucking payphone calling into the motherfucking show, bitch. Your quarter about to run the fuck out, bitch. So get up on that motherfucking scroll and suck another $5 motherfucking dick, faggot, so you can call back in next week, queen.
How you doing?
Yes, now how you doing? And I'm done with your nasty ass. You gonna call back in?
Nasty.
Bye. Stop on that bitch, which will make the fucking nasty bitch call the fuck back in if she got motherfucking balls. And boys, bitch, you will tell me who the fuck you was, you nasty motherfucking faggot chew. Bye. Okay. Honey, yes, honey. I'm having fun, honey. I'm having fun, bitch. Yes. Now back to our positive topic that we was having before that nasty queen called in, honey. What black person and or out the scene has inspired you to be the person that you are? Honey, please press 1 and definitely call in, honey. We're not going to sit here, maybe by myself, just talking. Honey, bitch. What the fuck? Honey, press 1 and call it. That queen, honey, I had to give it to her, mistake. I had to give it to her, bitch. It's been a long time. It's been a long time since I gave it to somebody, so I had to give it to her, ladies and gentlemen. I'm sorry that she brought me out of character like that, but we're trying to have a positive show, mistake. And she want to come up here and she wants to read, mistake. Honey, bitch, please. Honey. Okay, yes. Okay, well, I'm going to talk and kiki with the children in the chat room, honey. Yes. Kelly is that Nikki Punch. Oh, what happened? Oh, Nikki punched our rock. What the fuck? Nikki, you attacking the children, Nikki? What the fuck? Where are you at, Nikki? Hey, Miss Wendy Williams. Yes, Miss Wendy Williams. I'm telling you girls, honey. You girls is in the chat room. I'm telling you. After the 23rd, all you girls that are, you know, in the chat room, and y'all know who y'all are, if y'all was deemed legendary or y'all was deemed icon, on the 23rd, y'all going to have to change your name and put legendary or icon in front of your name so the girls can know that you have been around here on this radio for a year, and you have supported us, and you have been a part of us, honey. Because, bitch, it's hard work getting the motherfucking status, bitch. But y'all bitches got it, bitch, because y'all have been here from day one, bitch. And y'all have been here a whole 365 motherfucking days with us. It is no motherfucking shade. And everybody else that just came along for the ride, bitch, y'all bitches better motherfucking work, bitch, because I'm not going no motherfucking where. I don't need a cast, but I'm going to be here. The cast come, we will work together. If they not here, I will work alone to give you bitches a motherfucking show, bitch. Because I could be putting on my motherfucking paint and shit, bitch, right now to get ready for Splash. But, bitch, I'm here all by my motherfucking M.I.E. All by myself, honey. And I'm going to give y'all a motherfucking show, bitch. We're going to talk, and we can kick here. Y'all can hear me, bitch. The girls can call in, and they can read me, Miss Thang. And I'll read them back from time to time and say when I'm feeling it, bitch. But, you know, I'm here. Yes. Miss Cream of Nature, you've been around. Baby, you need to change your status. Miss Thang, who else? Let me see. That's been around for a beat, honey. Miss Wendy already changed hers, Miss Thang. She was the first bitch deemed, honey. She changed hers. Who else been around for a minute, honey? Let me see who's up in here. Toy Boy, he needs to change his name to Legendary Toy Boy because he's been around for a minute. Honey, he's been around since the creation, honey. Yeah, let me see who else is up in here. I can see who's up in here that needs to change their status. All you girls that signed in under these guest names, Miss Thang, it only takes 5 minutes to create a name, Miss Thang, and you can create a name and talk in the chat room, and you don't have to be signed under the guest. And just listening to the show and shit, honey. Miss Messy Maggie, no, Miss Messy Maggie is gone, honey. Miss Messy Maggie has not been around for a minute, Miss Thang. She is gone, honey. Because you know, yeah, they had Miss Messy Maggie, they had Miss Messy Linda, Miss Thang. They had a bunch of messy girls, Miss Thang. But ain't none of those bitches was really truly messy, Miss Thang. Because a real messy motherfucking bitch would have still been calling in, and they would have had tea and all types of things, Miss Thang. You don't let a bitch know your cover, Miss Thang. These girls let these bitches know they cover, Miss Thang, and then they can't call in here no more, Miss Thang. What the fuck, honey? Miss Wendy Williams, I watched your show today, Miss Thang. I loved your interview with Raven Simone, Miss Thang. It was everything, girl. How you doing? That interview with you and Raven Simone today was everything, Miss Thang. And I love that little black dress you had on today, girl. How you doing? Miss Wendy is in the motherfucking building, honey. Yes. That's my girlfriend, Miss Thang. Miss Wendy Williams is a girlfriend in my head, Miss Thang. Me and her sit down and we have lunch and tea and stuff together, Miss Thang. She is truly a sister in my head. She is like an older sister. She's like an older sister. Honey, she's like my sister that's 13 years older than me, honey, and we never met, honey, and, you know, and we do the damn thing. That's how Miss Wendy is. Yes. We need to go do lunch at Tavern on the Green, Miss Wendy. Where's Miss Barbara Walters? She's not around tonight. Barbara is MIA today, Miss Thang. What today, Wednesday? It's 2020 on, honey. Oh, honey. Oh, y'all want Miss D, y'all? Oh, y'all want to be... let me see, honey. Is she around? Oh, no, she's not around. I don't know where she's at. Hold on. I'm hitting her up to see where she at. But she ain't responding back to me, honey. Pussy, if you out there, you listening, press 1. The girls are requesting you. The girls are requesting pussy. Yes, if you want to see... Oh, Miss Wendy, you been on since that long? You been on for that long, Miss Wendy Williams? Oh. Oh, she hiding because Miss Pussy clocked her. Oh. Miss Wendy Williams, you been around that long ever since, Serve the Kids? Oh, remember when I was on Serve the Kids and I used to be there faithfully with Tom until he got his real cast, Miss Thang? And then we wasn't girlfriends anymore. She kicked me to the curb, Miss Day. We wasn't girlfriends no more. But I still love Tom. What's up? What you on? Oh, work. That's, you've been around for a long time, Miss Day. You are Icon Diva. Oh, Icon Diva. Oh, you've been around since day one. Work. How many people in this chat room, how many people in this chat room has been around since February 23rd of last year? How many people has been around since February 23rd of last year when we first started in the chat room? If you've been around since last year, press 1. If you've been around since last year, since we first started. Okay. I know Miss Nicki Minaj been around. Mother Double O, she talks to me all the time on Yahoo. 11 Inch King, he's been around. And don't lie, because my girls would know, honey. Kurt's been around. I know Toy Boy been around. What Cream? Cream changed her name. I legend. I live. Malik, you have not been around, honey. Honey, you have not been around since day one. You and Alana need to stop lying. Y'all two have not been around since day one. Y'all my children. I know y'all haven't been around since day one, honey. So y'all need to stop, honey. Cream of Nature and Nicki Minaj and Wendy Williams have been around since day one. They will tell me if you girls are lying, honey. They know the girls, Miss Day, because I didn't used to be in the chat room all the time, Miss Day. But they know the girls, honey. So I know all of y'all ain't been around since day one, honey. And they will tell me which one of y'all girls. But just the way, same way Nicki, Cream of Nature changed her name, and the same way y'all girls need to change her name. So they can know that y'all have been a part of us, honey. How you doing, honey? Hold on. Okay, honey. Nicole is coming on, honey. Soon as Miss Ebony comes from having her cigarette break, honey. Oh, hold on. Oh, wait, hold on. I didn't know that you was back. Sorry. My computer is turned down. Sorry, let me turn my computer up. Private caller, you're on the air.
Hello.
Yes, private caller. What's tea?
Hey, how you doing?
What's going on with you?
Nothing much, man. I'm chilling in the cut, man. Ain't nothing, just living this life, man. Just trying not to stay out of jail, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, you trying to stay out of jail?
Yeah.
So who inspired you?
What black person
inspired you, baby?
Man, Malcolm X inspired me. But more important than Malcolm X, Colin Powell. Because I'm trying to be like the white man. I'm trying to be with the white man. I love the white man, for real.
Okay, bye, baby. Have a nice night.
I want to suck that dick.
Have a nice night. Chair, girl, have a nice night.
646-404,
you're on the air.
Hello?
Yes?
Hey, Callie, this pussy.
Hi, pussy. The girls was requesting you in the chat room, honey.
Why? They were just reading me in the chat room.
Pussy's here! Honey.
The two that tried, they don't know. Nicole.
What's going on?
What's up?
Girl, just woke up out of a hormone nap. I passed out, girl. I am family white and hormone out, Kelly.
Let me see side on. Oh, wait, hold on. My computer started talking all by itself, honey. But my question that I was asking the girls was, whether it was Martin Luther King, Malcolm X, Harriet Tubman, you know, Adam Clayton Powell, you know, Frederick Douglass, what black person inspired you to be the person that you are in 2010? It don't have to be one of those people or any of those type of people, but just what black person in general inspired y'all to be the person that y'all are?
I have a lot of people. My favorite as a child would have been Harriet Tubman.
Okay.
Then, as a I got older. Wait, because it gets deep. As I got older, I started to come. I liked it Martin Luther King. No, I liked it Malcolm X. I like Malcolm X. And then as I got older and had a baby, my grandmother.
I know that's right. And you, pussy?
The only person that really inspired me, but she's not, I mean, she was in the ballroom scene.
It could be somebody in the ballroom scene.
Danielle Revlon.
I know that's right.
R.E.V. L.O.M. Revlon.
Yes, I have to definitely send, a big birthday shout out to the legendary overall mother herself, Dawn LaCroix, honey. And it's her birthday.
Oh, happy birthday, Miss Kennedy.
I definitely have to send her a birthday shout out. I definitely have to send a birthday shout out to the $1,000 Twister, Mike Icard. It's his birthday. How you doing? I know the E, honey. I see the children. Happy birthday to y'all, honey.
Well, I know she's getting high.
Shut your mouth!
Miss Pussy, don't motherfucking do it, bitch, okay? That's my sister.
Oh.
You keep it.
Nah, I was talking to you. I'm on the TV. I'm watching TV.
Bitch. That's how she cleaned that up. No.
There's a channel that's getting high on TV.
I'm going to fuck that bitch up and say, that bitch is a mess, this thing. Keep up the. Somebody in the chat was saying, keep up the mess, honey. Keep up the mess, honey. But y'all know on the 23rd of this month, bitch, we've been here for one fucking year, bitch.
Mm-hmm. I have had a debate and conversation today with three different people, Kelly and Pussy. And they had said, I'm going to say this live on the air, that they don't like in particular person who comes on the phone all the time, Nicole. They said they're supposed to be your sister, but she is always insulting things to say to you. They said way back in, Nadja, they knew the radio show. They said way back, every time she comes on, you think that she's going to give an opinion that is in your reference or good for your reference, but she's always insulting you. And I started to think about it when I was sitting there, and I said, you know what? That person does always say the wrong thing. You would think they're going to say one thing, but they're on the wrong thing. And then they get on the radio and call me a faggot. I think the last time they said she called me a man or something, or I couldn't be a girl because I like butch queens or something. You know who I'm talking about, Kelly?
Yes, I know who you're talking about.
Do you know who I'm talking about, Seth?
I think I know, too.
Okay, exactly. Okay, so we know. We already know. Chat room, do y'all know who we talking about? But if that person is out there and you are listening with your untoned skin, you got no more chances left. And that's serious. No, that's not a kiki. I evaluated. I thought about it, and I said, you know what? That is true. But it's this conversation we was having a while back, Kelly, too, that they came on, and they went off, or they were saying something out of me. And mind you, this person's known me for half of my, all my gay life, and I'm gagging every since. So I'm starting to understand. I'm starting to taste that haterade juice. I don't know. Maybe for the drags or maybe for the whole situation. I don't know. But you know who you are, baby. Make your mark.
Fuck y'all up, buddy. You know he gonna be calling in here really soon.
He could be calling in, but I evaluated, and a lot of people have called me also and said, and I've seen it happen online when we was on here before and Miss Singer. It's always supposed to I be gagging. But I wanna remember the last thing she said before. That was fierce. That was a while back though. I gotta get it together. I'll get it together. Hi, Ebony. What's going on, Switchboard? What's the deal? Where's Jasmine in today?
Jasmine's not around today.
Are we going to the club tonight in this bad weather?
Yes. I got 4x4.
Oh, God. It's so interesting. They didn't call the air. They call on my phone.
Oh, he's calling your phone.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to fuck you. I know he's listening, honey. She's not going to answer the phone. Call in and press what?
No, I'm not, because she insulted me 3 times, and I really got it. And then it took somebody to call me and say, that's supposed to be your sister, and you're always defending her, but you gag. She just calls you all types of things on the air. And I thought about it. I said, that is so fucking true. I think maybe they want to say it differently, but maybe they don't. Maybe they want to say all those things about me.
Maybe he's not, maybe he doesn't feel that he's insulting you because y'all have been brothers and sisters.
Oh, my God. She's calling the cell phone. You hear it?
Maybe he don't feel that he's insulting you because y'all have been brothers and sisters for so long. And
well,
that
other people can misinterpret it. And
maybe
you
misinterpreted what maybe you're misinterpreting what he's saying, but everybody else is trying to make it seem more than what it is.
Okay. Let me get me a cigarette.
I got me a rum and coke, so you know I'm feeling nice.
Oh, I took me a shot just before I went to sleep, darling, so I said I'm not going to be drinking. Oh, I got orange juice right here.
How was the date last night? Oh, I got his picture on my thumbnail, but see, y'all not on my Yahoo.
Oh, my God, girl. I'm going to fuck you up. You got his picture on your thumbnail.
You see it, Kelly?
No, I'm not in my room right now.
Oh.
My mother talking.
And that's what I think of straight trade. But we won't go back in that. We won't go back to that again.
Yes, please, back to that.
Yes.
Yeah, please.
Alana, you see it, right?
It caused so many problems.
Who cares?
I don't want nobody to try to beat me up or not to.
They don't beat you up, Kelly.
That was Nicole.
Oh, Nicole, they ain't gonna beat you up, girl.
Yeah, you don't mind about beat me the fuck up, bitch. But just say, you know. I don't remember the last time Nicole's been beat the fuck. I'm sounding stupid. Oh, girl. Oh, that's a nice topic. I like that topic. Who's inspiring? I used to love Harry Top. I used to write. Remember back in the day when we used to go to school, we used to do book reports?
Who got slapped last summer?
What's the tea?
They said somebody got slapped last summer.
Mm.
Who got slapped last summer?
Spill the tea.
Spill the tea. They said Nicole. Who slapped you, Nicole?
That's crazy. Shut up. You sound stupid. Who slapped me? Make me know it.
That they say in the chat room.
Well, chat room, make me know it.
Y'all gonna rile these two crazy bitches up again tonight, honey.
I just woke up too. You better. If you're gonna do information, give accurate information. Don't just say anything off the flop that comes off your lip. That's not a read. It's called stupidity.
Oh my God.
I'm glad I'm not a violent woman no more. I'm a changed woman.
You a changed woman?
Yes.
That's why you adjusted your tube socks last week at the rubber.
Oh, sure.
Man, that butch queen fried it. And I had three Long Island iced teas, and then they tried my little sister. Nobody tried my little sister, Alana.
Because you was ready to take off.
Mm-hmm. And I just had to smack him.
You wanted to smack who?
That the queen that was sitting at the end of the judges panel. I don't know who the fuck he was. The light skinned one. Who was he?
Darrell Chanel.
That's who he was. I just wanted to smack the shit out of him.
Ooh.
I wanted to man smack him too. Not no tranny smack. I wanted to man smack his motherfucking faggot ass.
Ooh, girl, that's intense.
I wanted to leave my handprint right in his motherfucking face.
Estrogen, girl.
Oh, hell no. See, when you get 3 Long Island iced teas, that beat the estrogen.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Ugh.
Pussy, darling.
Pussy, darling. Pussy. Bitch. I don't know.
Ask
what,
me a question. Go ahead, ask me a question. I'm looking, Pioneer.
The girls are going to gag me, say. Because I know these, I'm just gagging that it's all these children is on the phone lines and all these children is in the chat room. Well, not really in the chat room, but for all these children that's on the phone line, and nobody inspired none of these black children. I'm really gagging. Only like four people have pressed one, and I know it's more than four people on the phone lines, and nobody inspired them to nothing.
Why? Don't bring that back up, please. That's old. That's last year's stuff.
What fifth grade you was with, pussy?
Huh? No, they're talking about when Mother D stole my snacks. Don't bring that back up, please.
Girl. I really gag. The girls are about to gag, honey. Because we're about to play Lady Gaga all night long, Miss A. Since nobody is inspiring anybody, I'm going to have Lady Gaga inspire y'all girls, honey. And myself and Nicole and motherfucking Switchboard is going to motherfucking take the next hour off, Miss A. And we're going to come back and we're going to see y'all on Monday, Miss A. Because nobody's pressing one, Miss A. And I know all these black...
Well,
yes!
I just came forward.
Well, Lollipop,
well,
press
came.
One and remind me of one of my moments. Since you know a lot of my... you know my history, Lollipop. Press one.
Well, I just came back private from Switchboard, and I am thinking I'm going to introduce a conversation.
Yeah, I'm listening. Go ahead, Lollipop.
Tell Lollipop to hold on. Kelly, I want to talk. Let's talk about, or let's get this topic rolling about people that are in high positions of a house, or not just people that are in a high position, but people or children or people that have joined the house who have personal issues or falling out or disagreements with someone in the house, whether it be the next child, the chapter mother, the overseer, or whoever, and who have personal issues or maybe public issues and decides that they want to leave the house and call someone else and tells everyone that they're leaving the house, but we think you left, but then a month later you're either sitting in a house meeting or they're back in the house. So you start up all this public ruckus for nothing, all the public humiliation for nothing, and then you're actually still in the same house.
Nicole.
What?
The chat room said, hell no, shut the fuck up.
Tell the chat room I said kick rock with no condoms.
They said they want to hear that bullshit. That's a stupid topic.
Well, you tell the two. Please tell me the name in the chat room. Please.
All of them saying it. Every last one of them.
All right, so tell them to tell me what they could think about while they sitting there hiding behind the Mozilla Fox wall, bitch. Tell me what they thinking about.
They can hear you. Let me see what they're saying.
Yeah. Because I don't choose to put my computer on to look at it.
Well, they wanna know. They wanna hear stories or gossip. They don't wanna hear about no stupid shit like that. They said. So you
stories.
Got any good stories? Any good stories?
Kelly got a lot of them.
Oh, I don't have no stories, honey.
I have a lot of stories, but I don't like telling all my business now. I don't know if Popo's on there. I don't know if Popo listens.
Hey, man, Popo! They don't want to, so they what, tell them, why the chat room don't come on the line and tell us their stories and their experience? Tell us something
I'm
tragic,
tell,
girl.
I'm going to tell you about how my brand new laptop got stolen. I had my laptop for
We heard that story already.
No, you heard it. They didn't hear it.
Yes, we did. It was on the air months
was
before.
It?
Yes, remember?
Oh, you know
the
they
lock...
new girls. They know they new girls. They telling me to spell it.
Tariq, you're on.
Huh?
Tariq, you're
Hello?
On, darling.
You can hear me?
Yes, we can.
Okay, why are people telling me to call in this show?
I don't know.
Well, something was said that Nicole, I don't know, I guess they figured Nicole was talking about me. I don't know. When Nicole was going off about something, like three people just called me.
Tariq, turn your TV down.
Hold on.
Oh, so that means people are listening. Missy said Switchboard Kelly, they are listening.
They called me and was like, Nicole is on the radio show reading you. And I'm like, for what? And then they were like, well, I think Nicole is talking about you. I'm like, what do you mean? I don't know what was said. What happened?
But see, I was on the radio. I was reading him.
You ain't said no names.
I was reading. What was that? What exactly did I say that I was reading? I don't know.
I don't know. Like three people
called
me.
They said Nicole's a punk.
They said Nicole. So today, oh,
Connie said it. Connie said it. She said you're a punk, Nicole.
Tell Connie when she see me on and when she see me in public, tap me on my shoulder.
Connie Nicole. Connie Nicole said when you see her, you step to her. 101.
Okay, well I'm still stuck on what happened though. That's what I want to know.
Connie said, always, bitch. She stepped to you before and you punked out.
Who cares about Connie? What happened?
Connie must want to argue. I don't know. I was just telling everyone how I was thinking or how someone brought to the revelation to me that basically whenever you come on this phone and we're having some topic or something that's related to femme queens or drag queens or who I am, you have so much negative and vulgar things to say. And publicly you say these nasty things like faggots. And I remember a couple of months ago you called me something else on the show when we were going through it about something. I forgot what topic was that about, but it seems like every time that you come on the phone and we
okay,
are
okay,
supposed
that's
to be
irrelevant,
integrating,
that's irrelevant.
You
okay,
publicly
okay.
Go disagree.
That's
no, it's not irrelevant.
What,
it's what I
did
said.
You call me, though? What did you say about me? Something about something? I don't know. I wasn't
no, that's
going,
what I said.
Like
no, that's exactly
off.
What I said.
No,
and
they said you
spread,
were going,
like,
that's
what did
not
they
going
tell
off.
You exactly I said?
I don't know. They just said you was reading me, calling me names or something. I don't know.
Necessary. And if I did, you came up here like you was going to do what? And do what? Why am I calling you names
down,
on
see?
This line? Miss Sally, go sit down. Go sit
about,
down
see?
Before you make a
this
public thing. Stop playing
about.
With me, son. Go
I'm
sit the fuck
about.
Down. Nobody called
see,
you no fucking
about.
Names.
I'm just asking a question. You going off for what? I'm
because you got stupid
question.
Nerds coming up here talk. That's
no,
what I'm talking
see,
about.
You know
how you
I'm
come up on this phone like you want
to
be in this rumble ring with me. That's how we come. That's what I'm talking about.
Nicole.
See, you going off. You being
Nicole.
Like raunchy. I'm being called
Nicole,
a devil about the whole situation.
That, that,
I'm
that,
just
maybe
asking.
That's another name that you figured to
I'm
call
just
me
asking.
Raunchy.
No, I said you're being raunchy. I didn't say you were raunchy. In the comment. What? I can't hear you because you're screaming. If you speak, I can hear you.
Girl.
Nicole, calm down. The chat was reading.
I can hear you.
And go read the IR cards if you couldn't hear me.
For what? There's no need for all that. It's only I asked you a question. You answered it. That's it. That's what I said. You answered the question.
If somebody said that I was calling you names, that was because that's how they felt about you.
Oh, no, that's how they said you felt about me.
No,
I
was calling you names. I would tell you I was calling you names. So if someone told you that, that's because they felt that about you.
No, I mean, Nicole, the person would never because, I mean, they're really, 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 really close to me. So they won't have no need to call me names.
On the radio show, y'all got a little problem, you know, because you know James going to get on and curse both of y'all.
No, James ain't going to get on. James is going to tell us to handle it among ourselves. He ain't going to get on.
But not on the radio show, so don't do it on the radio
show. We're just having a conversation.
I'm
calling
every name on the radio show. Everybody has a different opinion of me on the radio show. I will discuss what the fuck I want to say if someone is saying something to me, and I will defend myself to all costs to the whole motherfucking world. Now,
and
what?
You're supposed to
the
bitter
because
end.
The bottom line is I can fight, so I don't understand what.
You're supposed to the bitter end. If somebody calls you out your name, if somebody disrespects you, you're supposed
Nicole,
to defend yourself
Nicole,
to the bitter end.
Mr. Man said, don't forget you said he got the two-tone skin, Tyreek.
Yeah, that's what I heard, too.
Did I say two-tone skin?
Yeah, you said that Tyreek got two-tone skin. Well, you didn't say his name, but you said the person that got the two-tone skin.
But... At the end of the
whoever
day,
told you that must have thought, said that I was talking about you, that I called you with two-tone skin, they must agree.
No, that's what they said you said, but at the
but
end
I
of the day.
I didn't say no names. I didn't say you.
Okay, but
the whole
you, Nicole,
said it.
Nicole, you're contradicting yourself now. You're never going to go to contradict yourself
myself.
About anything.
If I said that, if I said it, it was said. I don't remember saying it because I took off real fast. So I don't remember if I said that. But if I said it, oh well. But I didn't say your name. But if you said I said your name and they said
but
I was talking
listen,
to you, then, oh well, then too. No,
you've
seriously.
Been,
because
okay,
the fact
so
of the
you
matter
won't
is
let me
you
talk.
Have been wrong several times. So if what and what, so what? Oh well.
I've been wrong.
Yes.
What
yeah,
what
they
I've been
call
wrong
you a
about?
Punk bitch now, Nicole. They said you a punk
what
bitch
have
now.
I ever been wrong about?
Miss Tariq, you
are no,
right.
I'm asking your question.
You
what
said,
have
right?
I ever been wrong
they
about? That's what I'm just asking.
Whatever you choose to come out your mouth and say that you think that you know, that's what you've been wrong about.
That,
that exactly
you know what?
About certain situations, especially pertaining
opinion.
To me and who I am.
It's
that's your opinion.
Opinion.
Like
no.
Assholes, everyone
everybody
got one.
Has one.
They
everybody
use
uses
them.
There you go.
They spread them however they want it. They many of things. Assholes, whatever.
You're right. You're 100% right. But at the end of the day, it's my mouth. I can voice my opinion any way I choose to.
Exactly.
Any
like,
way
so
I choose
I.
to.
So
but
can
see,
I.
See, the difference is I'll wait till you get on the phone and address my opinion. I don't do it. I'm not on this phone.
No,
and
the difference is I'll
me.
Say it whenever.
I'll
whether
do
you're
it.
On
you
the phone,
on this
off
phone.
The phone, not. You got the message, didn't you? Job well done.
I okay. Sure did, okay.
You got the message
I sure
10 minutes
did.
Later, you and were here,
I,
right?
But what did I do? As soon as I got the message, I called in
okay.
To rectify the
and
situation
you were, and
to
you're
see what
here.
Was going on.
Well, hold
and
up, hold up, hold up, hold up. Tariq,
you're right.
Tariq, they said you better be quiet because that you know Nicole walk always. She might always your ass.
Boy, there's one thing. Me and Nicole argues, we bitch, and we fuss, and we fight, but that's my sister. We'll never go to blows. We can sit there and debate on anything. That's one of my
the
only
chat room
sisters.
Is just
boring.
None of the chat room
want
to even come on this phone. Why they not on this phone? They not pressing one. Why they not helping Kelly with a topic? The chat room. Just so you have, that's what I mean. That's another set of people that just talk. What are you talking for? And you have nothing to talk
person,
about.
Well, the person that called me is actually in the chat room.
Okay,
that's
I will. I'm gonna give you a story
out.
About when I was in jail. I'll give you a story.
There's no way
after
finished, jail
after they finished
though.
Arguing.
We're not arguing. We're just having a debate, a discussion.
After they
this
finish the debate, I give y'all a jail story.
Oh, my God. Pussy, this is what you want to do? You can
they
get jail
about,
stories,
no,
and you
yes,
don't get
because
four,
you know
man.
Why? I can, maybe I can, keep the young, I can keep the young girls out of jail. I was like, tell them one of my jail stories. They don't want to hear none of y'all bickering about that bullshit.
About what bullshit?
About her saying that you two-tone and all that bullshit.
You know what, pussy? At the end of the day, I could be two-tone, three-tone, but it ain't stopping nothing. I get what I want
somebody
at the end of the
hear
day.
I my jail stories instead. So let them listen to my jail story. Y'all could discuss that bullshit on her phone.
Okay, yeah.
I'm going back to watching my movie questions. Good night, y'all. Everybody have fun. Nicole, later.
Who was supposed to love me?
Right.
Who was supposed to treat me like somebody? I laid my baby here because she was precious, and me and him would start doing it, and he reached over. He touched up. I said, Carl, what are you doing? He said, shut your fat ass up. So I went... The lady said, well, what did you do? I shut my fat ass up.
I'm sick. Girl.
How's she going to say, I'm going to slap. No, and Monique did not turn that out. She said, who was supposed to love me?
I'm drunk. I'm drinking my rum and coke. Look, listen to y'all argue.
That's Nicole. That is Nicole doing that. Mm-hmm.
That was a kinky. Y'all remember that part?
Wait.
But Kelly, remember she said, hi, precious. So you had the baby. She said, can I hold him?
Now you want to talk about precious now.
Because a lot of girls
oh
lived
my God.
Their life. They lived it. However, let's talk about the girls who did.
Listen, Nicole, take your ass to sleep. You know you had a welfare appointment tomorrow.
No, they don't come until the first of the year, every year. That's done with already.
I'm going to fuck up.
They shady in that chat room.
Hold on. We got callers. Hold on. 614-622. You're on the air.
Well, hello, ladies.
Hello, how
Hello.
Are you doing?
The tea, honey.
Oh, what's the tea?
I have a topic that I want to talk about.
Talk
oh,
about
it,
out. Baby. Talk about it.
How I want to know about these battles of these girls leaving one house, leaving to another house, honey, and lighting up the ball scene.
Lighting up the ballroom?
Like, you like say, let me see, Feminine Destruction going to Prestige and Cassandra Ebony stepping out on the Miss Gross LSS.
Oh.
So you know I'm in Ohio, so I get everything late, honey. I don't get everything new.
So what house was Feminine Destruction in though?
Ebony.
And now she's a Prestige?
Mm-hmm. I want to know why is it that the girls always attack a girl once she leaves the house and goes into another house?
Who I attack?
Well, not literally attack. Not literally attack.
See, that's how rumors start.
Well,
hen.
Well, I guess that's been going on pretty much for years, that everybody just take personal reasons and they get upset with each other and then they just decide to leave. I guess when you decide to leave a house, you just want to leave because something, the problem is not going your way or you're not getting it the way you would like to get it. So, I mean, it's one thing to say you're leaving, but it's another thing to really, really leave.
Okay. Private caller, you're on the air on Wild Out Wednesday. Private caller, you're on the air. Private caller.
Oh.
Private caller, you're on the air.
Why
private caller, you're on the air.
Don't say shit.
Just listening.
I know that voice.
You was not just listening. Get back up here, cabbage.
What you up, Kelly?
cabbage, you're not just listening.
I don't know. I never messed with no fem queen. Stop asking me that, Piney. I ain't no fucking lesbian.
Kelvin, you on the air.
Hello?
Yes.
Why did you text me those feet?
Hi, Jordan.
Why did you text me, mother, those feet? I woke up to see those feet. I was not. That kind of text.
What happened?
You text me with these feet that look like they need to be.
Miss Tyreek.
Tyreek is not on. You can
Tyreek is gone.
Oh, I need Tyreek on the phone because I'm wondering if he's going through a logical problem and then some lies.
Okay, pussy told down the curse. Pussy told down the curse.
She came up here and let me have it.
I think my niece, I think my nephew wanted to become a fem queen, and it's not working.
Oh, you fool!
But she's a fem queen in the Kiki scene, though, because when I see her, I'm gonna punch her in her face.
Okay, no, okay.
Miss Tommy, get back on the phone. Delicious. That's delicious, honey.
I don't like dealing with trannies. That's why. I'm not a lesbian.
Are you talking about that, Monique?
Yes, they can't ask me why won't I deal with another tranny. Why? Would I? That's nasty.
Well, you were doing for a coin, girl. Don't even try like that, girl.
No, I won't. Sorry.
Let's be ice dog. We got people into the log.
I don't want to do that, no. Mm-mm. That's a bit much now.
Mm-mm.
So suppose that they got to understand, Nicole, is that these people can't take your mouth. And one thing you learn from the mother is to be truthful.
No,
hold on, y'all. Did any of y'all watch RuPaul Drag Race for this week?
No, the other people was watching it
yes,
today.
I
mother,
watch
you watch
it.
That too?
Yes, I watch it.
I already see enough of them drags that be racer.
For their life, and they running
for their whole life. But no, it's no shade. I like the RuPaul show, but it's no shade, but I be liking the aftermath. Like, what be going on the stuff that the girls that don't be knowing. I got to give it up to Miss RuPaul for that one. She ate that one.
Oh, you talking about Drag Race on top. The extra aftermath.
She got that in before Tyra, girl. I'm proud of Miss Ru for that. What, Miss Ruru?
I like Miss Tyra, but I don't like her attitude. Her attitude is really, you know, for her to be a daddy, you know, she acting like a sissy on there. I mean, her whole attitude is just so messed up. You know, she need to change her attitude.
Yeah, I'm not going to sit here and talk about my niece now.
No, I'm saying her attitude is messed up.
The gadget is, speaking of drag, the gag is, if you notice that they got drag rooms for $1,000, there's a lot of girls getting up out and staying up out of them that they can be known that they are drag queens.
Mm-hmm. And a lot of those girls better watch out because I'll be on the judges panel.
I'm bringing the trade to walk that category.
I'll be on the judges panel, and I am checking the girls. So for all you girls that's moaning, mistake, I'm checking the girls.
Well, mister, I hope they like that for all the boys in North Carolina, honey. Like, this J-Day boy, there's a whole bunch of these boys that's down there, girl.
So the category is just butch queen and drags, no hormones?
Just butch queen and drags, honey. They better do that for the awards board in Philly and Kentucky, Indiana. They better do it at the Revlon's board. They better do it at the Oyster Board, the North Carolina.
Hold on, private caller, you're on the air. Private caller, you're on the air. Private caller, you're on the air. Okay, I guess not.
And I already know they're going to do it after Milan's ball because they are not having it.
Having what?
Honey, the girls that think they're going to stay out of drags just for North Carolina, they have to stay out of drags for all the balls that I just mentioned.
And you will be watching.
And I will be watching them before the balls and after the balls.
The balls.
And beat the ball. So to be honest with you, you have to come by the drag herself.
Yeah, but that's the topic we can talk about. That's the topic we can talk about. Because I know back in the days, Butch Queen and Drag did it with weaves.
We sure did.
I know
you
I didn't.
Did.
When I slayed
yeah,
your drag
sure
realness,
you
I
couldn't.
Used to come to the
you
ball.
Couldn't. You was a Butch Queen and Drag. How would you wear the weave and go home?
No, I came to the ball with my hair in a ponytail and a baseball cap. And
listen,
then when they had my category, I put my Chinese bob wig on.
Because, bitch, the Butch Queen of Drags nowadays, they have weaves, they got box braids, bitch, they got motherfucking tips and everything. We wasn't allowed to have any of that back in the days. Butch Queen, like
you
the motherfucking Paris.
You heard what Paris said. She said, Butch Queen. Butch,
mm-hmm.
You know what I'm talking about. Butch.
Because it's a fool. And say I be gagging at the girls. Now you know you can't say nothing about the girls that got long hair because that's their hair. But these ones that be having these sew-ins and these glue-ins and things, it's a fool, girl. Like what the fuck? You're basically a junior film queen. You're not a
Butch
Queen.
Have been ignoring
so are they gonna
category?
Chop the ones that? What about? Are they gonna chop the ones that got like the pump butts and the pump butts?
Yeah,
but you know what they need to do? They need to do like they did to me. What made me become a femme queen? Because back in the days, a lot of the girls never seen me as a butch queen. If you wasn't a real all girl, you really didn't see me out as a butch queen. So, bitch, things to do, you have to, all balls should do, you have to come to the ball as a boy, and then you have to get up and up at the ball. That's how they used to do it back in the days.
Well, you already know how I did it, sister. But under the see it, daughter, and I had to make him know after a board sport, daughter, and I won.
And I won.
Yeah. I had to let the girls know how they supposed to be done. But then I got dressed in the back of the stage, daughter, me and my sister, Trubisha.
That's how it should be, darling. It's no shame because these girls, it's carried on, honey. You don't know
and
what is what.
The between the drags was getting away walking a lot of them because back in the days, if you even had a knot or used a hormone, you was chopped. And if anyone said it, it was over.
I hope they bring it right after Malona Blahnik, bitch, because I'm telling you, girl, these boys, I'm going to be checking her. And
wait, Reverend Kelly, do y'all remember when Miss Jack and Amori took off at the Ebony Ball at the Lincoln Center, and they was gagging because they kept saying Miss Amori used hormones, and they was going, and back, Jack had the long weave, and they was going, Jack, yo, and him and Miss Amori was battling down. Y'all remember that night?
Speaking of battling, and those girls that be voguing in them dirty-ass socks and things of that nature, get ballet shoes, honey. Get ballet shoes, because I promise you, if I see a bitch in a sock, bitch, I'm removing you immediately.
Your tongue. Watch your tongue.
Dirty socks?
I'm sorry, girl. Yeah, some of them be having the filthy. We just so filthy socks. Girl, they're going to make me do a new chin on them, girl. Because you know what, girl? I'm out there with Taco Girl, I'm going to ring you down in my new champ. Girl, you can even have a clean sock. Girl, you have a pair of socks. I'm going to read you down. I'm going to give you a selfie, selfie. Where you get those selfies at? You know I'm always coming out with something, girl. That girl that I walk to face with that lip gloss and that beijing. Girl, it's just, that did it. That did it for me. I can't take it no more. I have to step in. I cannot. Bitches. Coming in there with that lip gloss like they just ate chicken in Tennessee and Frenchies. Girl, I cannot take it. Girl, ooh, it's a difference of paint and paint. The girls don't even know how to paint no more, girl. They just, ooh. You know the song, is it? Oh,
Jolly, Jolly Pussy Mother, what did y'all used to use for your hair when we didn't have protein gel?
Ooh, girl, Queen Helene.
What else used to do with their hair? Do you remember when the girls used to use the shampoo and used to make your hair so hard with them crunch curls?
I ain't gonna lie, girl. I wasn't one of them girls, but I did use the Queen Helene gel. Thank you, Miss Tiny and Miss Queen. For Queen.
I had a good job back then, so I could buy me gel. I was a home health aide, so.
We even got to get running through the switch. We got to bring these categories back alive. It's just been taken.
It's no shade. It's really, you know, since you said that, it's no shade. It's really time to bring the categories back the way they used to be, Miss Day. All these Realness with a Twist need to convert over to Vogue Femme. It's no shade.
That's something like that. I promise you, when I'm on the piano, I'm going to be true blood about the situation. When I chop you and y'all know who y'all are, and it could be nephew, nieces, cousins, daughters, sons.
It's
when
no
I
shade.
Chop you, it's shade. That's the problem. It's too much shade. Bring
wait,
it
so,
Ray,
hold
back
on. So, Realness with
life.
A Twist, right? Aren't you supposed to be real? I mean, like, really look like
bitch,
a boy.
Bring it back. That's the problem, Nicole. That's the problem, Monique. That's the problem, Kelly.
So, half of the boys that walk Realness with a Twist, they don't be looking, I mean, coming to my
It's not
right
even about the realness.
Realness with a Twist category used to be. You see how when you woke Realness with a Twist now, they are spinning, dipping, and voguing like both of them? That did not used to be.
The boys used to come out there and they didn't know what they was doing.
I'm about to make you gag. Sean, Lolo, and Mike. That was when they got out there that time in that clubhouse, mother, you said, and Sean was voguing and he was doing this catwalk and it was like, what the fuck is he doing? And it looked so cute on a piece of tray. That's Realness with a Twist.
Yeah. And when they go into their dip, they falling out their dip because they really don't know what the fuck they doing.
Ray Kelly, or they go down with one arm up and they bend the leg and they go down.
Yeah, the icon, Jerry Francis. I love him.
No, he's not a true realist with a twist. He spins and dips just like a motherfucking. Just like a motherfucking.
Any real true realness with a twist person anymore?
Hold on, because they put their names in the chat room, and I'm going to tell
but
y'all.
I think he's real, though. I think he's real. Joseph
we're not talking about realness. We're talking about the twist. No, he's not one either. He's a Vogue Femme also. Put the names in the chat room, and I'll tell y'all. He's not either.
You know who made me gag? I can't remember his name. He lives in Philadelphia. Jay's best friend. If anybody's from old school Philadelphia, like I've heard of, y'all know who I'm talking about. You should always see.
I know exactly who the fuck you talking about,
Amby's brother-in-law. Them three used to always be together. I mean, she used to go with Jay, but it was Jay's brother, the one with the glasses. Remember when he
the glasses? Yes, mother. Yes, Jay from yes.
Mind you, that's the night that Taz Cabassier had even walked around for the twist. That's when it was. Blacken, and Pepsi and Missing Girl. That's when it was fun.
Skeet is another one that's a real and a sweet twist. They don't know what to do with it. You be gagging at them.
I call him Father Swimwear now. He knows why I call him from that, because he's on a swimming team. That's Father Swimwear.
Yeah, Skeet is another realness with a twist.
Realness with a twist is just like if you show Rucka Restaurant with it on the floor and you'd be like, what the fuck? I'm just putting it out there for the girls to understand and break it down. Okay? Let's really break down the science. That's like if Joseph Ebony were to come out there and throw his hands up. And you are my single lady. Let's bring it back. Okay, let's come back to life. That's like a Dre Ebony icon was to come out there.
That'll be a real
lady Mama. Let's bring it back. Let's respect.
Well, Kelly, I think you're right. All the realness with a twist child that are realness with a twist should convert to Bulk Femdom. Or they realness should be looked at more than they twist them.
Exactly.
Oh, you know who gives me realness with a twist back in the days? Father Luminati.
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely.
Kelly. Yes, that's cute. Yep.
Stacy Revlon. Yes.
Stacy. Yep.
When he came out at that awards ball, bitch, I mean at the $10,000 ball, bitch, I gagged that he even know how to Vogue.
Like, back in the days, baby.
Was realness with a twist, yeah.
Yes.
That was a Kiki, yeah. Baby used to be realness with a twist. That was realness with a twist.
The soda pop Chanel, let's bring it back.
There is no
and
real realness with a twist.
I can't get his name. He was Karan, and then he was Icon, and with Bex Karan. What's his name? He won a $500.
Oh, wait.
Bitch from Philadelphia. Why I can't get this boy name? Oh, my God. He was an icon. He won $500 at the awards board at the Harlem United. Wasn't he the first one that won the $500?
It's that Femme Queen performance need to come back.
What's his name, Nicole? He was in your house.
Bitch, I'm trying to remember, girl. We have had so many of them sitting here gagging. Who are you talking to?
It's Ashley Favorite Twister, bitch. I can't
remember. Who's Bill
Go? Billy
Go, bitch. I knew it was something I didn't get to. Let's bring it back. I miss this Billy Go, bitch. Okay, I missed him. Let's bring it back.
Well, I mean, that category is something you can make break it back, but Femme Queen performance has just took and evolved in so many different levels. I don't think you can ever
Calvin,
go back.
They said you think Susan should walk that?
I just need a girl that she's going to spend in one spot. That's all I need. I knew this category was going to take it to another level. Thank you, Miss Ashley and Miss Anaya. But it's like, if you're going to spend for me, spin in the spot. If you're going to do hair control, be Beyonce. Have hair control, bitch.
Calvin.
If that bitch could move her head with wind blowing and be on point, even though she wasn't on point at the Grammys, I was really disappointed in her. But it's like, come on.
Well, Pink ate it. She was in the air.
If you ain't got no hair control, bitch, it's like, why do I need to, like, vote for you? Y'all make no sense. Like, it ain't no hands. It ain't no. It's just and dip and socks and. Oh,
heavenly.
What happened to the belt and
the? Itself, you hear me talking to you, girl. Do you think Susan should walk realness with a twist?
Do I think my child should walk realness with a twist?
Yeah, that's what it said in the chat room. Mm-hmm.
To be honest with you, no, I don't think my daughter should walk realness with a twist. She is already, to be honest with you, Miss Susan is the capital Susan. It's no shame. I think she needs to go to vote for the thing. She's professional pussy. It's no shade. That's my daughter, man. She's professional pussy. I think she's going to switch over. Fuck her. She ain't got nothing to prove. She's pussy, okay? There's no shade.
There's only one twist out there that I give it to on that level and respect them for they move, and that's Quincy 007.
Quincy's not a 007.
Quincy is big. That's Pepsi. She's already like.
That isn't that's another realness with a twist. Original realness with a twist. And he's not a 007, Kelly, so don't say that.
She's the only one that did the right thing.
Yeah.
She did her twisting thing.
Yeah.
The heart of the year. She knew time was up. She knew where to take her pussy at.
And then she served the Biscuit Vogue Femmes.
What makes it so over is how the bitch came back and could still walk her category, bitch.
Yeah, she did. Yep.
The only one that's been doing it this year, honestly, is Miss Pepsi and Booty Khan. That bitch came back for motherfucking Doug Williams. I said, come on, Boucherlet. That's when you know it's over for you, bitch. When you turn a category and you reach that category low, and then you just come back to see if you still got it. And you got it, bitch. Come on. Thank you. You know who else I've seen? I call him Muscles, because I don't call him the other name. He's from the House of Balenciaga from D.C. At first, I thought he was, when I first saw him, you already know, he already knocked down my sister because she got back up and her back was okay. Right, Miss Cuba? He slammed my sister down, but bitch, did you see his new body? I was like, come on. Okay.
It's just so stupid.
I was like, oh, God.
Yeah,
I was like, oh, I know she missed two of the jazz episode of the second film, play with the girls. May I?
Do we have any callers? You said who? Hello?
Hello?
Yeah.
What she say? Who name she say?
Come on. Stay out of my August now. Come on now.
Okay.
This is not a shout out.
I call him Father Muscles now. He still looks like he was bald.
This is not a shout out show, girl.
I wanted to get a shout out.
We've got charge of things for this service. We offer 100% totally free to the public.
Oh, cool. Y'all have a live keyboard.
What's up?
I'm alive.
Somebody calling the chat line.
Wayne?
Yo, a lot clicked over.
Oh. Anyway, I do want to even though I know it's not a shout out show, but I do want to give a shout out to the whole house of Balenciaga.
Bitch, come on, bitch. What the fuck? This is not a shout out show, Mr. Girl. Bitch, what the fuck?
Let me get my props now. Even though
Thank
I
you.
Was a
Thank you. Thank you.
What is that?
We do not charge a thing for this service. We offer 100% totally free.
Every time you give a shout out, that message is gonna come on.
Are you serious? Hey.
Bless you.
You see, y'all can't take it, Miss A. Who show had kept her baseball, Miss A?
I'm talking because my channel is not moving.
Oh.
Pussy, is your channel moving?
Yeah, man.
That means if I wanted to give you a shout out, I could give you a shout out, Miss Kelly.
Somebody
we don't do shout outs here.
Big ups to Trouble. Big ups to Fitted. That's not a shout out.
No, he didn't get out yet. T.I.
Who
got
didn't
out.
Get out?
T.I. got out. Not Harold.
Who got out?
They asked Harold get out of jail yet.
No, but he's hanging in there. He's doing his thing, and when he comes out, he's going to turn it. So don't try him.
When you became a Balenciaga advocate,
What's up, dude?
You sound like you used to have a group.
I've been on without ever just like certain of the members. That was, you know, it's a record label, you know. You know, we bump that, but we okay, we cool.
You sound like a groupie right now.
And you had to fall out in the hole?
No, because the way she felt it, like, girl, you got to be going up about those Balenciagas. What happened with a Balenciaga that made your day?
Somebody must be gave her some good shit.
Okay,
bitch.
What happened? Who was the Balenciaga that made your day?
No, it's not on that. It's like, that is one house that I really do not be showing too much love, and I have to really think about that. And I have to really give them their props. Like, you know, Harold's going through what he's going through, and, you know, Roxelle is holding him down and things of that nature. You know, some people left and some people are still there, and things happen. And I really want to give them their props, but, you know, hanging in their stuff, you know, doing their thing. And big up to Epic.
They come cool. Okay, bye, Kool-Aid. Have a good night.
Don't do this. Okay.
Bye, Kool-Aid.
Next caller.
Oh, my mother. That was okay. That's not what you do. Oh, God.
They got calls, they said. They're calling in. People's calling in.
Good.
Miss Monique?
Yeah.
She just swerved.
They said people trying to call in, Salvin.
Okay, well, then you get off the phone, girl. You're not hot like that. Your name ain't Giggly Swat.
Oh, God.
That's mother chicken. I love you, Momo.
I love you too, Sal.
Mistake, I'm gagging. Mistake, my computer is really frozen.
Why? Don't you got that new technology computer? You mother technology.
Girl, I don't know if it's my computer or if it's just the chat room. But the chat room is not moving over here.
It's moving over here.
Well, it's not moving over here, honey.
Like trying to hotwire your stress, girl.
I don't know what's going on, honey. Bitch. My server must be down.
Nobody, today's Wednesday, so nobody wants to press 1 and talk about anything. Nobody wants to tell us who house they left. Where's the chat room? Why are they not on this phone? Pussy, they talking to you.
Yeah, no, they want to know if Foxy legendary. Isn't Foxy on them? That's what they want to know.
With Foxy. Milan? Manisi?
Yeah, I think so. Fox. They said Foxy Brown.
Foxy Brown is legend.
She's an icon, Foxy Brown. She's an icon.
I love her.
Mm-hmm.
Queen?
That's Foxy Brown from that movie Jackie Brown. That's the original Foxy Brown.
Precious, get in here and take care of mother, Precious.
That bitch is crazy.
Who was supposed to love me? Who was I going to love?
He won't take care of you.
Stupid. You what?
Wait, no, that bitch said, I never wanted him to touch my baby. That was my fucking man. That was my man. I never wanted him to touch my fucking baby. I used to lay my baby next to me because she was precious. And me and Carl, we would just, you know, we would start doing the stuff. And Carl would reach over and he would touch my baby. And I'd say, Carl, why are you touching my baby? He said, shut your fat ass up.
And what you did?
I shut my fat ass up.
You is stupid, bitch. You probably got the bootleg, bitch, because you studied that.
I have no internet connection.
Oh, no.
Miss Kelly.
Yes.
They got somebody
meeting
in the paper.
Make sure you said July 25th. Make sure you meet that open for Detroit girl.
Oh,
July 25th. What's that?
Whose picture is that?
Listen, they have the Hot Boys having a big function in Detroit, darling, and the celebrities that they got, they are not playing.
I know that's right.
And that's gay pride.
Are y'all going to David Illuminati Balls? Kelly, he got a really nice, he got all the way open to all, and he has team realness, two different type of realness.
Oh.
I think it's for $200. I am in the fucking building.
Oh.
Now, those are some nice categories he got.
When is that?
March 27th in Baltimore.
Oh no, I won't be. I'm after Alvernian Ball. I'm not coming out into the Milan Ball. I'm going on a blackout.
Oh shit!
Okay.
I have to take some time. I have to take some time to find myself.
You're not even going to the Pink Lady Ball, her own house.
When is the Pink Lady Ball?
On the 25th. Is the Pink Lady Ball, and I'm not attending the Pink Lady Ball. I have to do some soul searching for myself. I'm tired of being so raunchy and ghetto.
And so public now, so you want to become low key.
Well, is it possible that I could mention my grand prize at my ball?
Oh, wait, is that the grand prize I love? Only for one night?
Yes.
Oh, yes, you got to tell everybody about this category. Kelly, you going to come and walk?
Kelly, it's another call, I think. It's another call, I think.
My internet
What's
is...
the number, Kelly, Pussy?
Tell them callers. Oh, tell them callers. Oh, that was 312-714. 312-714,
you're on the air.
We hear
312-714, you're on the air.
Oh, shit, I'm just listening.
Okay, thank you, baby. Why are you just listening? Hello? Damn.
This bitch is trying to catch the calls. We got to get
another caller.
What's the number?
443-615.
Naima, you're on the air.
443-615, you're on the air.
This is a Naima.
Oh.
Okay, what's going on?
What's up, mama?
How you doing?
This is Ian from Baltimore.
Hi, Ian. What's going
Hi,
on?
Hi, Ian. What's the deal?
That's chilling.
What do you say, Ian? Listen
now. Black person inspired you?
Thurgood Marshall.
Was it Precious at all?
Uh-uh.
Oh,
but thank you, son, for calling in. I don't know why my internet is down.
347-426.
What'd you say?
347-426. You're on the air.
Oh, this is my girlfriend.
Shut up.
Oh.
Hello.
What?
Hi, Kelly.
Hey, what's going on?
I want to talk to Nicole.
Go ahead, talk to her.
Yeah. Nicole.
Yeah.
All right, I have something to clear up. You mentioned, you was talking about Kiana, Icon. Now, there's, how many Kiana Icons are there?
There's two.
The one that, okay, you said that one of them had a sex change.
Yes.
Which one was you referring to?
The one from Jersey.
Wait a minute, the one they used to vote for him as a butch queen?
No.
No.
Oh.
No.
Okay. Because you got to be specific because there's two or three Kianas. And
Well, I only know three Kianas. Two with a sex change, Kiana Lewis.
Right.
My
not
Kiana.
Not, yeah, Kiana, the one I love, the Vogue Femme. Now she's a femme queen. She used to walk Sex Siren. She used to walk, I think, Luscious, not Luscious, by Sex Siren and Realness in the House of Icon.
Yeah.
She don't walk,
never
she don't walk
femme,
no more.
But she never vote Femme.
Yeah, she did as the Bush Queen. Yes, she did.
Kelly, are you serious? That was made. No, Kiana, how?
I got Kiana on tape when she was a Vogue Femme. When she just probably just came out from came. She just came home. She had
That's Kiana. That's Kiana from Brooklyn. That's not Kiana
that's
from Jersey.
Bobo. Yeah, that's Bobo. The Kiana from Jersey used to walk Realness and Runway.
No,
and
Kiana.
Then she started walking Sex Siren.
Right, I'm talking about the Kiana from Brooklyn. When you mentioned about the sex chain, that's the one from Brooklyn, right?
No.
I just make it sure. But I love your show.
Thank you.
Bye, Mama.
Thank you. Pussy, we got any more callers?
Yes, 347-862. You're on the air.
Hello.
Yo.
TTYO. What's going on, Jenny?
Nothing. I want to talk with Marquise.
Oh, hi, Marquise.
Hey, Nicole.
How are you? It's congratulations. I heard you turned it out. How you been?
Fine. I've been chilling. Just working and stuff.
Hey, Marquise.
What's up?
What's T? How you doing?
What's that, Marquise Trevor?
Yes,
yes, it is.
Legendary father.
There's only one. How dare you?
What's
up?
Jennifer, I asked about you yesterday. Why wasn't you low riding?
Yesterday? What happened yesterday? I don't know. I heard Cole, but I heard music, so I figured it was my show.
Oh, no, there was a show. There was pretty a hot topic. You should have been here. You missed it.
Oh.
Jennifer doesn't use her piece.
Wait.
That was cute.
Wait, Kool-Aid, you were talking about Jay and Andre from Philly. They were Karans. They used to come down here and turn the Femme Queens out and then go back to
and
be sisters.
That's his name, Andre. Right, Jay never voted. Andre did.
Yeah,
I'm going to be doing a doctor's tour and everything.
Jay was the one with the big Coca-Cola glasses.
Yeah, like,
who used to walk realness in the boxers?
That was Jay.
Okay, they always have the boxes on.
Oh yeah, the dingy boxes.
The dingy boxes.
Where are the old realness with the old realness with the Swissy? Where are they?
They became Femme Queens. Khadijah.
Oh shit. Oh. Wait.
I got that because one of them was like 6'8", and the other one was like 6'7". Did they?
Yeah, they became Femme Queens, bitch.
Wait, Beverly, could you tell us that you got to hear this category, Kelly? You got to walk this grand prize that she's having. It's called One Night Only.
I think my sister is ready for that category, but the category, okay, the board is April 9th in Philadelphia at the Breakfast Club, and the Gaga Age grand prize is going to be the first category of the night. It is called This Is It. Okay, you had a dream that you was at the ball already, filling it and turning it, but the Gaga Age is that. You have to come down. You have to come down the road. It's over entrance. No production, so don't bring one because I'm not asking for one. It's an over entrance. You can do whatever category you want. That means if a simply wanted to be a butch or wanted to be a butch queen or wanted to be a butch queen in drag, you only can do this one night. That goes for the butch queen. If you want to be anything for one night, you can only do it one night only. Versus the girls that can walk their category. But the gag to the story is you can only walk this category for one night only. And when I mean one night only, you cannot walk that category ever again in the rest of your life. That's like if Miss Cabbage came down for Old Way for the 500. She can never walk Old Way for the rest of her life. It's one night only, $10 at the pot, no productions, just an over entrance.
Jennifer, I say you vote the old way.
My brother's coming out.
So I'm telling you now, be careful on what you walk in, and you have to bring it right. Because the gag is, it ain't no battle, or whoever brings it the best.
Can I ask you a question?
Yes.
Are you going to have your coins?
Like I said, it's the first category of the night.
This bitch is stupid. She said, can I ask you a question? Are you going to have your coin?
Who did that? And who did that?
The chat room.
Baby, learn my history. I was never a girl.
Kelly,
that
say good night.
What? I was never a girl. That
oh, it's time to go. It's time to go. Jennifer, Marquise. Oh.
Yes. Well, I'll be on Wendy Williams tomorrow, you guys, so look for me at the 10 o'clock show.
Oh!
And I'll speak to you guys tomorrow. Well, next week, TTYL. Marquise.
Good night, everyone.
Good night. Pussy.
Good night, chat room. I'm not getting back on here Monday now. Y'all ain't going to make me all stressed out. But good night.
Cool.
Monique, don't try me. Give a ball. Learn me. Thank you.
You call.
Bye.
I'm the legendary Aurora East Coast mother of the House of Mizrahi. I love you all for loving me. We'll be back here Monday night to recap what happened in Philadelphia at the Philadelphia Awards Ball, honey. Make sure you definitely do practice safe sex and you definitely do wrap it up. The life you save, your own. I love you all for loving me. Good night. See you Monday. Bye.
Don't be scared. I've done this before. Show me your teeth. Show me your teeth. Show me your teeth. Don't want no money. Shit's ugly. Just want your step. Take a bite of my back.